be laughing because I'm on mute.
We are learning Mesechta Bava Kamma, Daf Nunches Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the two dots on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. It said in the Mishnah, Noflo Lagina, if this behemoth falls into a garden, Venenis, and he ate lunch, Meshalom is Mashananis. You're not chayef for the hezek because it fell in Ba'oinis. But whatever ate, you have to pay Mashananis. That's the Mishnah says. Zog to Gemara. Omar Rab. Hel de Gemara. Omar Rab. Benechbeta. The case was that it fell in and it was cushioned, the tvua cushioned the blow and it didn't hurt himself. And that's where you're paying Mashananis. Aval Ochlo. But if it ate food when it came down there, I feel Mashananis in Meshalom. You don't pay Mashananis. Now, why would you say that? Tomorrow says, maybe. Pshat is like this. Lema Rav L'tamei, Dom Rav, Ho Yolo Shlo Yitoichal. That Rav says, in a certain case, where the case that Rav is talking about is that a behemoth went into someone else's property and ate something someone went into someone else's property, brought some tvua into someone's property after permission, and the behemoth of the household ate it. And the behemoth of the household died. So there you're not chayiv for the behemoth of the household because no one told you to eat my tour. You're right, I hear story, but no one told you to eat my tour. That's Rav's halacha. So we're telling you over here, Hoyolo Shloi Toichal means that you, here the behemoth fell in, shouldn't have eaten it. So it's not my fault, my behemoth ate it. So that's why I'm potter. That's what the Gemara thinks right now. That's what the Gemara thinks. So Gemara has a kash on that. Amri, hochi ashta. Emud amar Rav hosam hoyle shloi teichel hechet itzka he demotzi amalei. When that behemoth got damaged, demotzi amalei mari the peri. The owner of peri could say loy mishalemna. I'm not paying for your damages. Hoyle shloi teichel shouldn't eaten. Lazuki yeah chrine the petir sumi mi amar that my behemoth ate your stuff. I'll be potter because that's far. That makes no sense because shouldn't have eaten. That makes no sense. So what the Gemara has a bumbakash, and what was in the Havmi? The Havmi was that my behemoth falls in Ba'inus, so since it fell in Ba'inus, and I didn't expect it to eat, and it ate, I'm not going to pay Mashananis. So Rekuega has like three kashas on it. Like, for example, one of his questions are that by Nechpeta, there, it's also Ba'inus when it fell down, you still pay Mashananis. Teretz says, you pay Mashananis, you're not paying Mashazika, you're not paying what the damage is, you're paying what the Nana is. So you paid it even if it's Ba'inus. What kind of time now is it? That's one of Rekuega's kashas. Another kashas is, we had earlier on the Masechta that a case of something that's a Shane that wasn't supposed to, it was ate like something that's not royal law, you still pay Mashananis. So you see, even by something not supposed to eat, you pay Mashananis. Or Kivega Ramamish bumbers away on this Gemara. He has actually a Mahalach to answer it, but the whole Gemara is a Pella. But that was Mara's Havmi. The Mara has different Kash. Mara has a Kash that Rav never even said it here. He only said it when you got damaged. It's not my problem if your behemoth got damaged. Shouldn't have eaten it. But here, that I'm a part of my damages. So what did Rav say? Hello. Rav said like this. Loi me boi kama. Rav saying loi me boi. On top of the Nuches of Nala. Not only eating pays Mashananis. If it eats, even though it was oinus, but if it ate, you pay Mashananis. Not only then, avanechbeta, you would think if it fell down onto the tour and ruined the tour, I don't pay Mashananis. Why? That you are giving me, you're the owner of a tour, you're not giving me anything positive, you're just taking away the negative. You be mavriach ari, you take away the damage. Maybe you don't pay for that. And what will be the you do pay. Now, what will be the reason why you don't pay Mavriachari? Because Rashi says, every Mavriachari, it's a mitzvah. For me to save you from the lion is a mitzvah. So I want to do a mitzvah. I don't want to charge you for that. I want to save you. So here, I saved your behemoth from getting damaged. I want to help you out. I want to save you. So that would be the having you don't have to pay. You don't have to pay Mashananis even. The Bala Ba'ema Behemoth doesn't have to pay Mashananis. Mashmon you do. Break the Mar Ba'ema Chanavi. Ma'vriya Chanavi. Efter Taka. Maybe Taka should be potter because maybe the guy's Ma'vriya Chari. So the Gemara, no. Ma'vriya Chari Nichsech Ver Medaita Hu. Haile Medaita. Ma'vriya Chari only works if he does it Medaita. He does it on his own will. But here it was not his own will. Inami Ma'vriya Chari Nichsech Ver Less Le Pseida. High Is Le Pseida. Or maybe Nichus Vida Dafka has no Pseida, but this has a Pseida. Tais explains that Medaita, even if it's a Pseida, or Shloim Medaita has no Pseida, there is Mevriachari. It only is you have both things. Like this, if it's something that doesn't cost me any money, and I save you something, you know, I don't charge for that. That's for sure. It's umdenot. I want to do the mitzvah. Or the opposite case, I do something Medas, even though I lose some money to save you, it's also, you don't have to pay me. Here, there's both shenanigans. I lost money, and it wasn't my own will. That's why you have to pay over here. You have to have shenanigans here. Because that's not a classic case of a real career. Real career is a case where I do it, you know, I want to help you out. I'm a chaver, remember. I want to help you out. So then, that's one way. Or add a pseudo also. There, everyone wants to help out. If there's no pseudo, you went out medaita. But here, ushaloy medaita and a pseudo, there you pay mashananis. And that's the chiddush of Rav, that you pay mashananis even by nechpata. That means, of course, when it eats, you have to pay it. But here, even by nechpata. Zog tomorrow, hechi nafla. How did this behemoth fall into the gina? Rav Kahan Omar, shahuchlika b'mei meragla. It slipped in the its meraglayim, which is oinus. You can't expect that. Rav Omar, shadach v'sachavata. Another behemoth pushed it down. So both cases are oinus, and that's the case where you only pay mashananis, you don't pay mashanzik, because you're not chayiv, it's not your fault. You couldn't watch the behemoth for that. It's hard to watch the behemoth for that. Zog tomorrow, Mandi Oma Shadach v'chavrata, then you pay mashananis. Kol shekein shehuch l'mei regla. Kol shekein, if it slips regla, you only pay mashananis. But Mandi Oma shehuch l'mei regla, that was the case of Oynis. Avodach v'chavrata, but if the friend pushed it, then it's considered a pshia. Considered a pshia. U'mashalemes mashazika, you pay mashazika. What's the pshia? The Amalei, ibayalach avuri chada chada. You should have made sure your shor is going in single file. Don't stuff up the road, and since you stuffed up the road, and now you got kicked down, so then you're going to pay Masha Zika because you're considered a Pshia. That's all the Madiyama holds. So one of the holds, the whole Oinis Dafka if it slips, but not Dachvah Chavrata, but Rav holds no. Even Dachvah Chavrata is also considered an Oinis on my part because my said, the other one pushed me down. And on hold, that's a tiny, it should have gone single file. Zog Tamar Avaita, Omar Rav Kahana. Lo Yishonu El Ba'isa Aruga. This whole din, that you pay Masha Nenis and not Masha Zika, which is less of a level. Masha Nenis means like, whatever I say on the lunch, that's all I pay, but not what the damage was. That's only for Isa Aruga. Amaruga la Aruga, Mashalemes Masha Zika. But if it goes now to the next road to eat, you pay Masha Zika. Rav Yechon Amar, Afil Maruga la Aruga, Yapata, Afil Kal Yom Kula Yachtetsev Tachsadas, until it comes out and you find out about it, then you get your behemoth back. But Kozma, you only pay Mashananis. Now, what's the beer on Machlaikasi and what's going on over here? We're saying over here that you have to pay Marugal Arugal for the first Mandi. I'm going to pay Mashazika. What do you mean? Could you get it out or not? Zok to Rosh, you could get it out. It's possible to get it out. And that's why you chayiv for the next row. Frank the Rosh, if that's the case, so why don't you pay for the first row? We're talking about the same, we're not talking about a different case. We're talking about the same case. In the same case, you get it out, the first row fell on, you're not chayiv. But the next aruga yichayef hazika. What's the difference? I'll read you the rush inside. But pashtu pshat in this sugya, you need the rush over here. So zok the rush. Rush explains this gemara, and he says like this: Umari beefshel l'royel l'mitrach b'asra l'fuka. It's possible to be materiach and get it out. Dilav achi. If not, kehechad va'oinis b'achilas aruga shenaflaba. Just like it's oinis in this aruga, have hakanam va'oinis b'chol aruga. It's oinis every aruga. Filahachi patra v'kahana b'achilas oinis aruga kula. So he says, now, talking about you get it out. Still, you put on that first aruga. Why? The kibun should not feel hoist about oinis. Le karina be v'shilach ha-bir, ad ha-ovet ke'en v'shilach ha-ukein ha-bir. The oksiv v'shilach ha-bir, mekame de tail of Sadduch Havera. He's saying like this, that the reason why you put on the first aruga, you could get it out, is because it's not called bir v'stei acher. Since it came in ba'oinis, it's not called bir v'stei acher. And even though you know it's there, and you can take it out, still it's not called bir v'stei acher. Once it goes into the aruga, that's called going into your friend's field. That's very called beer of steacha, and that you chayef already. What does Rabbi Yechon hold? Rabbi Yechon holds no. That the whole gina is sort of one big oinus. It's one big knot of beer of steacha, and therefore you're part of even aruga laruga. That's the beer of machlekes. Rav Kana, Rav Yechon. So Rav Kana says you chayef for the second aruga because that's called already beer of steacha. Rav Yechon Amar, fill my ruga ruga, fill call yem kula. You're not chayev because all oinus. As teitz v'tachas odas. Omra Papa says even more. Loi tema. He said whatever he qualifies really. Rav Yechon's halacha. Omra Papa. Loi tema as teitz odas v'tachas odas. You don't have to say that once he comes home, you are chayev. But unless he left again shloim odas and it broke out, then you potter. No. Alekivin to yotz odas. Afapi. It's once left the gina odas. You know about it. Even went back without you knowing about it, you're still chayiv. My time, the Amalei kiva the yalfe kol emes the mishdam to lahasam rata. Once it got used to that yummy meal, it's gonna go back, and therefore you have to make sure that doesn't go back. You're responsible. So it means like this. We're saying, once you know it came back home, then you chayiv even stronger. You have to do a shmir me'ula because you know it might come back. It might come back and go back to the food. So that's once you know about it, that came out, you have to worry about it. That might go back to even shlomo das. Remember, so it's still chayiv because you should have expected it to go back and eat. So the Gemara writes, it says in the Mishnah, Yorda kedarka vezika mishalemes masha zika. If it went down kedarka, then and it was mazik and it ate, then you pay masha zika. It's regular classic shame v'regel. Boy, Rav Yirmiyo, Yorda kedarka. If it went down kedarka into the field to eat, but didn't damage by eating, it damaged by oinus lemaisa vezika meleda, land of giving birth over there, which is oinus. I can't expect to give birth, and it ruined it with the meleda from the juices to come out during the birth. It ruined all the tour. Mao. It's poshut. Why? Because here was a pshia regarding letting you eat, and the melee that happened instead. So yichayev. It's poshut yichayev. Lois avayis not a shayla. He said boyolach lived the amount of chilos of pshia is potter. According to the rabbis, that starts with a pshia, ends with a oinus. It's potter. May. Maybe here it's worse. Miam meaning kivin chilos of pshia v'seif boyinus potter. Maybe you'll say since it's chilos of pshia and seif boyinus. So you part like because it's chazir zaveinus. I did mahacha kula psiu. It's all psiu. Even the chazir, the crave lelemele. Since you knew, you should have known that it's going to give birth soon. If boyle lenture, you should have watched it listamure bagava and watch it and be careful. Teiku. The shaila is here. Maybe even the gavir lay that shtikla psiu, and that's the shaila. If you hold chazir psiu zaveinus, it's chayiv. It's possible chayiv because the chazir psiu the gavir going in to eat. But even if you might know a party here, the clear is that maybe since you knew it was around the time of Leda, so you should not let it, even Gavir, that's a little bit of Shia, letting it go into someone else's field, you should have expected maybe it will give birth, and you should have worried about such a case.